This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. That joyous sound of helium balloons inflating may be limited this holiday season. If you're planning a birthday, Halloween, or Thanksgiving party, and you counted on a room full of helium balloons as decoration, your party supply store may put you on a balloon quota.
We can only take 2 dozen. If it's a Mylar, most likely only 6. There's actually some locations that haven't gotten helium for a year now.
That's because the lighter-than-air gas that fills the balloon is in short supply. In fact, we're in the midst of a global helium shortage, and it's not just the party places that could feel the crunch. Helium is used in a number of applications, from MRI machines to microchip production, from laser welding to launching spacecraft. Why the shortage? My next guest calls it a perfect storm of events that created the shortfall, and he says it's going to be like this for a while. He joins me now to talk about why this is happening and whether party planners are the only ones who will come up short. Phil Kornbluth is Executive Vice President of Matheson Tri-Gas Global Helium in Basking Ridge, New Jersey. He joins us today from his office. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Ira. Nice to talk to you.
If you'd like to talk with Phil and about the helium shortage, our number is 1-800-989-8255, 1-800-989-TALK. Also, you can go to Second Life, where the science school is, where lots of people with T-shirts on, Science Friday T-shirts, are discussing the issues. I've been hearing about this for months. You know, why suddenly is it making the news?
That's a good question, Ira. I mean, to be honest with you, there's been a shortage of helium since about April of 2006. And since then, there have been periods where the market was a little bit tighter and periods where it was supplied a little bit better. But generally, we've been in short supply for about a year and a half already. So it seems like lately there's just been a lot of press. The party planner stores have been putting a lot of articles out, and it's gotten a lot more publicity lately.
Do the Macy's Thanksgiving Day people know, parade people know about this?
Well, they do, and my understanding is that the Macy's people have done some advanced planning, and they've reserved enough helium supply to make sure that their event's going to go off without any snags.
Let's talk about the helium supply. Where does helium come from, and how does it get put into the supply system?
Okay, well, probably a surprise to most people is that helium, all of the helium that's produced commercially is a byproduct of natural gas processing. So only in certain parts of the world, there's enough helium in the natural gas to enable you to recover it economically.
So when they drill for natural gas, do they normally siphon off and store the helium, or do they just let it go into the atmosphere?
Most of the helium that's in natural gas is not recovered. Almost all natural gas has trace amounts of helium, but not enough to bother with. So it would go through the pipeline with the natural gas, and it would be a component of the gas that's burned that just doesn't burn.
Hmm. That's interesting. So why now, is there a shortage?
Well, this shortage is pretty much supply-driven. I mean, there is growth in the market, but the growth hasn't been outrageous. It's probably 5% type growth. But the what's really happened is there have been problems on the supply side. And in particular, there's been a new plant in Algeria that came on later than expected and with about half of the anticipated capacity. A new plant in Qatar has ramped up more slowly than expected. The world's largest source, which is an ExxonMobil plant in Wyoming, has been running at about 80 to 85% of capacity since April of 2007 due to an operating problem. Also, the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, which operates a pipeline that connects 6 of the helium refineries, has put some restrictions on those refineries in terms of how much crude helium they are able to take out of the pipeline to run through their plants. So the world has actually lost some of its existing capacity because of those restrictions.
Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like all these circumstances coming together, the perfect storm of helium.
Yeah, that's why I coined that term. It is just a number of things came together at the same time, and I've been in the business a long time, and this is really the most extended period of shortage.
Let's talk about the other things besides balloons. that we depend on for helium?
Well, helium has a lot of different applications, and of course, you mentioned MRI, which is the single biggest application. And in that application, liquid helium, which is the coldest substance on the Earth, minus 452 degrees Fahrenheit, is used as a refrigerant. And at liquid helium temperatures, the wires in the superconducting magnets lose their resistance to electricity. So that's the largest application for helium. But it's also used as a shielding gas by welders, and it's got some high-tech applications. It's used in the manufacture of semiconductors, optical fibers, and flat panel displays is a growing application.
It's ironic since helium is one of the most abundant gases in the universe.
You wouldn't, when you hear that it's one of the most abundant gases in the universe, you know, everybody's next question is, well, okay, why is there a shortage?
Let's go to the phones, 1-800-998-2255. Paul in San Francisco, welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you. I was curious if this shortage, particularly since it's going to go on, if it's spurned any types of new technologies or other elements that we're looking to replace helium.
Well, I think the biggest thing, you know, whenever there's a shortage of a commodity, and helium is just another chemical commodity, prices go up, and prices have gone up. And among other things, as a result of price increases, some of the big users of helium are looking harder at helium recycling or helium recovery. So, you know, there are certain applications where you can recycle the helium and reduce its usage. Also, you know, the MRI manufacturers, compared to the early generation machines, the more recent generation machines are much, much more efficient in their helium usage. And there are substitutes for helium in welding, where you can use different gases than helium to do pretty much the same thing. So, yeah, there definitely is a move to look for substitutes and there's increased interest in recycling for sure.
Here's a question from an avatar in Second Life. Ideli Quest asks, helium shortage? I thought the U.S. has over 90% of the world helium reserve.
Well, I don't think that 90% figure is correct. I think historically the world produced most of the world's helium, the U.S. rather produced most of the world's helium, and for many years the only source outside of the U.S. was a plant in Poland. But what you're seeing now is, I believe, more of the new production that comes into being in the next few years will be related to LNG production. And there are very large natural gas fields in Qatar and Iran and large gas deposits in eastern Siberia that have helium in them. And as those gas fields are brought into production, you will see more helium production outside of the U.S. But there are large reserves in the U.S., but there's also extremely large reserves elsewhere.
That's a very big federal reserve, right? It's like an oil reserve, but one for helium, save for what, rainy days, or how does that work?
The government has a strategic stockpile of helium that is located near Amarillo, Texas, in a depleted natural gas field called the Cliffside Field. And that strategic reserve was created by a bill that was passed in 1960. And there's still a large quantity of helium stored there, over 20 BCF. And that's like 3 years world demand. So there's a lot of helium in the strategic reserve.
Mm-hmm.
The government is actually in the process of selling that reserve off. And most of it will be gone sometime by 2015.
Mm-hmm. If we run out of natural gas, or if the supply goes down, does that mean our potential for finding helium goes down with it?
Well, helium production is definitely tied to natural gas production. And at some point in the future, I think it's still quite a ways out, when the world hits peak natural gas, it will probably hit peak helium, but I still think that's many years into the future. Unlike, I know people talk about peak oil, and, you know, there's actually a lot of people who think we're getting close to peak oil in the world. But peak natural gas, peak helium are probably many years into the future.
And we're not then worried now or too many years into the future about medical facilities facing shortages for their uses?
No, I really think that's many, many years out. And by that time, there may be new technology for MRI that doesn't require helium cooled magnets.
One cynical question from Danith in Second Life, who says, are we sure that market manipulation for profit is not involved here, I guess, by driving up the price of helium?
Yeah, that's a good question, but I can tell you that this is a real shortage. There's many of our customers who think that we have a secret stash of helium and that if they just offer us enough money, they can get more. But the problem with helium, and this is kind of unique, it's a byproduct of natural gas production, and the investments required to develop the natural gas production are many, many times bigger than the investments required for the helium recovery. Mm-hmm. So until energy companies make those investments in the natural gas production or LNG production, there's really nothing that a helium supplier can do to develop new helium production. Mm-hmm. So supply and demand has a little bit of a bottleneck here, and it's not as simple as just building a new helium plant because we feel like it.
All right, Phil, thank you for taking time to talk with us today. Good luck to you.
Okay, Ira, thank you.
Phil Kornbluth is the Executive Vice President of Matheson Tri-Gas Global Helium in Basking Ridge, New Jersey.